morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
There's a lot of talk about made in America. Let me tell you about something that's made in America and has been for over 85 years. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings are made right here by people who care about quality of both materials and workmanship. Whether it's a metal roof for your home, a custom steel building, a shed or greenhouse for the backyard, Mueller means quality. Mueller has 4 manufacturing facilities right here in the U.S. And with 33 branches for sales and service, there's a Mueller location near you. When you choose Mueller, you get the best quality products to protect your family and your property. And you're supporting local jobs and local families, hardworking folks who are proud to provide a product made right here in America. Mueller Metal Roofing and Steel Buildings, over 85 years of making customers' dreams come true. And after 85 years, you can trust we're doing things right. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort, and better peace of mind. Visit MuellerINC.com or your local Mueller location today. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. Nominees for top USDA positions weighed in at the Senate Ag Committee on crop insurance, climate change, rural development, unfair foreign trade practices, and other hot-button farm issues. Deputy Secretary nominee Steven Sinski, a past Foreign Ag Service Administrator and CEO of the American Soybean Association, fielded the first tough question from Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts.
Can I have your commitment to work with the committee to craft a farm bill that maintains the farm safety net without cutting crop insurance? Your answer is yes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Yes.
You.
No, we look forward to working with you. And clearly, as you have stated so well, when my experience in talking to farmers across the country is that the crop insurance is really the most important element of their risk management program.
One of Sinski's goals is crop diversification through crop insurance research and extension. Another, preparation for and adaption of crops to changing weather and climate. Broadband expansion to rural America was a third. Sinski also vows to champion appropriate renewable fuels levels. Indiana Ag Secretary and nominee for USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, Ted McKinney, told Senate Ag he'll be a happy warrior to chase export deals and build relations overseas.
My intent is to find myself on an airplane seat, go out, build trust, and continue to open markets. I continue to be encouraged. We're moving from 7 to 9 billion people. And the protein demand around the world is rising rather rapidly. So I think we catch that wave, but we have to earn that, and I intend to do that.
McKinney adds he'd use science to defend against foreign non-tariff trade barriers to U.S. farm exports. And not part of today's hearing, Iowan Sam Clovis, nominated by the president to be USDA Undersecretary for Research, Education, and Economics. Iowa GOP Senator Chuck Grassley, trying to round up votes for Clovis, blames Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer for delaying Clovis.
From the standpoint of Schumer asking for the withdrawal, that in the final analysis, that is more political than anything because he was a Trump supporter.
Grassley argues it's also wrong for scientists to discount Clovis because he'd be a non-scientist heading a scientific post. Clovis is a professor of economics, a White House advisor to USDA, and co-chaired the Trump-Pence campaign. Remember, to learn more on these stories and others that we featured on this program, you can always visit our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Or be sure to download our free app for Android or iPhone devices for all of your latest agricultural news. You got farm news on Ron.
In the market for a do-it-all green and yellow muscle machine, well, look no further than P&K Equipment at the John Deere 5085E Utility Tractors. These 85 horsepower tractors are tough, versatile, and full of capability. Right now, all in stock. Remaining 5085E tractors at P&K, priced just $44,900. Stop by one of our 10 locations to check them out or visit us online at pnkequipment.com. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offering SID 2717 includes retail bonus and special P&K discounts. Residency and other restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. See P&K for details.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.